In 1864, the building of a new boarding school wing freed up part of the Simpson Manor. It then became the new seat of the Mother House and Novitiate, which since 1853 had been in the village of Saint-Jacques, then called Saint-Jacques-de-Lachigan. The founders of the order, Mother Marianne, was one of the new arrivals. She lived in Lachine from October 17, 1864 to January 2, 1890, the day she died. She served in turn as portress, sacristan, wardrobe mistress, laundress, nurse, pharmacist, and catechist for the girls taking their first communion. The number of sisters in the novitiate and at the mother house increased from year to year. In 1870, the shortage of accommodations became serious at the manor. The health of the most robust was put to a harsh test. To make room for students, the novices had to be moved to the attic, where they endured Siberian cold in the winter and unbearable heat in the summer. In a letter to Bishop Bourget, Father Nazaire Pichet was critical of the situation.
The infirmary is thus filled with young sisters, and in such an infirmary, which is only an attic, how can they recover their health? What kind of air do they breathe? It is certain that there is no community in Montreal that has had to suffer on all accounts as the Sisters of Sainte-Anne have done.
Following this letter, some benefactors and collaborators decided to lend their support to the building of a new novitiate. The superintendent of the Lachine Canal, Michael Conway, went to Ottawa and obtained permission from the Honorable Hector Langevin, Minister of Public Works, to deliver the rock that was extracted from the ground to the Sisters of Sainte-Anne without measuring it with a toise. Some volunteers, with the encouragement of Father Pichet, transported it to the site. Donations poured in from everywhere, especially from Antoine-Olivier Berthelet, an important Montreal businessman who devoted part of his fortune to philanthropic activities. In mid-June, Théophile Paris, the son of the mayor of Lachine, offered his services as an architect free of charge. And so, to the west of the Simpson Manor rose a building of 125 by 50 feet or 38.1 by 15.24 meters. The wing was blessed by Bishop Ignace Bourget on July 26, 1873. Improvements were made gradually over time. Cherry wood and maple floors replaced the softwood floors. Electricity replaced oil and acetylene gas. In 1889, a bell apparatus completed the audiophone of 1887, and in 1890, the aqueduct was equipped with conduits. In 1899, the board fence was taken down and replaced with the stone wall you see today. In 1894, at the request of the ecclesiastical superior, Paul Bruchesy, a covered balcony surrounded by a trellis was built for the benefit of the sick. It was not taken down until 1940, after the sick were transferred to 1950 Provost Street in Lachine, where the mother house of the order is now located. In 1961, a special wing, the Signora, was inaugurated for elderly sisters who were still able to live independently. With the addition, rooms and community halls were set up, bringing the number of sisters living at the convent to 256 at the time. Known as the Pavillon Esther Blondin, or the Esther Blondin Pavilion, this wing became a residence for sisters during the transition between active life and the community's infirmary on Provost Street from 1961 to 2010. We invite you to direct your attention to the central wing of the building at your right and select stop number 10.